Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Oh my God. Another episode of Lady and the Harlot.
That's right.
And this one I am super excited about.
There might be a part two to this.
Oh yeah, our first two-parter.
Yeah.
So, the reason I'm so excited, and just to show how excited I am, I was literally bedridden this morning, not looking to go anywhere, not to leave my bed, and we were talking about this, and I was like, I don't want to wait. I want to record this today.
Yeah, she got excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
And I could not hide it.
I'm about to lose control, and I think I like it.
So this one is based around music. So as I stated in our first episode, I am a total music lover. Like I listen to all types of music, but I do listen to a lot of hard rock and metal. But music, I feel, is like the one thing that unifies everybody.
Right.
There's always a song that explains how you're feeling, your emotions, anything. Right. You could be angry, pissed off, turned on, yeah, sad, happy, doesn't matter.
Right.
Right. So Cheryl and I, we were talking about songs that we used to sing as little girls.
From our youth, like little girls.
Like little girls.
Yeah. Like that, from like 3 years, 3-4 years old and
yeah,
up.
And up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of this stuff we should not have been singing.
Yes.
And
that
you
we
know,
didn't even understand
yeah,
the lyrics to.
We did not.
Until
did
we
not.
Got older.
Right.
We thought about it.
And then it's also, we were also talking about how like everybody today is in this big uproar and stuff about, you know, certain artists. And I told Cheryl this a while ago. It's like, doesn't matter. Every decade, there's going to be that artist that pushes the envelope or makes parents be like, what? Oh, my kids should not be listening to this. And da, 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 da,
yeah.
Right. So right now we have Cardi B. Not a big deal in my eyes.
I agree.
I think it's inappropriate that it's being played on the radio. That's the only difference.
And, you know, listen, these kids are exposed to it either way.
Right.
Right.
I don't, that's the only difference between now and our generation was that a lot of the songs that are raunchy, like WAP,
were paid, like played late at night.
Either played late at night, extremely edited.
Yeah.
Or just was not on the radio. You did not hear it unless you bought the album.
Right.
Right. So that's the only difference. And I can't wait to see what happens when our kids have kids and who's the one that's pushing the envelope
like,
at that point.
Why edit anything?
Yeah.
We're just going to put it all out there.
Yeah. Music videos yes, are going to be straight up porn. There are already artists that have made music videos and it's actually a porn.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless Rammstein. That's all I have to say. Love the men. Love them since I was 16 years old. So anyway, back to what we're going to do. So we do not own the rights to any of the songs that we're going to play.
No.
But this should be fun. So I am going to start off with Aerosmith because I am a huge Aerosmith fan. This song actually came out a year before I was born, so I probably heard it in the womb or coming out the sack, one or the other.
1979, before we were born.
Yeah. I was conceived in October of 1979, if I want to get technical. So, and I liked the song. So I became an Aerosmith fan when I was about 5-6 years old, mm-hmm, right? And then becoming an Aerosmith fan, it was like, you know, of course, my parents, they were always, I was surrounded by music constantly. So my parents, they're like, oh, well, you know, they've been around for a very long time. If you're really into this band, you might want to go backwards.
Right.
Start from the beginning and work your way up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to start off with a song. It's called Bone to Bone. And it is, basically, the reason I like the song is because it just really grooves. But I did not know what a Coney Island Whitefish Boy was until I looked it up.
In parentheses.
In parentheses. So bone to bone, parentheses, Coney Island Whitefish Boy. So just to kind of give you guys some insight, a Coney Island Whitefish Boy is basically a condom in the ocean.
I didn't even know that. The more you know.
Wait. I didn't even. There you go. The more you know moment. Yes. So, Coney Island Whitefish was basically you're having sex on the beach and you throw your used condom in the ocean and it washes up on shore, right?
Interesting.
Yeah. So. Okay, so I'm going to stop it right there. So he says, Flatbush Boy cruising Sheepshead Bay. I already liked the song as soon as I heard it because it's sections of Brooklyn and I'm a Brooklyn girl, right?
Yeah.
And then I get to his Boardwalk Mama just a sniff away. Okay, now I'm wondering, why is he looking for this girl if she smells?
She's just a sniff away.
She's just a sniff away. You have to understand, this is 5-year-old, 6-year-old Dagna listening to a song of a band that she's like in love with.
Right.
What does that mean? I don't know.
Not yet, at least.
Not yet, right? So, other lyric I'm not going to play because obviously we don't own the rights to the song. So we're just kind of skim through lyrics here at this point, but you kind of get an idea of what the song sounds like. So he says, underground DMT riding thunder train, the Coney Island Whitefish boy is on the run again. All right. So when you kind of skip through, so he says 16 years with his boardwalk queen at steeplechase used to wet his dreams. Yes, I was singing these lyrics and did not know what the hell that meant. Mm-hmm. Until now, and it's like, whoa, okay, so a 16-year-old with his girlfriend, and Steeplechase Park, for people that are not familiar with Coney Island,
right?
And Coney Island is an amusement park with different parks that combine it together, and Steeplechase is just the name of one of them. And so basically his boardwalk queen, so basically they're under the boardwalk at Steeplechase, mm-hmm. and she was wetting his dreams. Yeah, they were getting it on, right? She combs her hair, that flaming jewel, streaked with Clorox bleach. Coney getting down and dirty, snorting up the beach. Nice romantic lyrics. She be screaming, Coney. I had sex at Coney Island before. I've never felt the urge to yell Coney because Coney Island is pretty trashy. They cleaned it up a lot over the years.
But, go get them, Coney.
Yes. But yes, I'm very proud of this song. This is Brooklyn based, but yes, it's extremely Aerosmith's always been great with their sexual innuendos mm-hmm. in telling a story. And there's
but
actually
it's about having sex
under the boardwalk and the condom is just washes up on shore.
Right.
There's actually another Aerosmith song on our list, and that here's Dagna, 4 years later, but we'll get to that soon enough, right? So the next song on our list is a song called Never Say Never by Romeo Void. And this song, what year did that song come out?
82.
82. Mm-hmm. So we were?
2 years old. Yes. You know, but MTV was a big thing back then.
Yes.
Even though they didn't really play this, like, you know, during the day, it was late mm-hmm. at night.
Yeah, they would play this song late at night for two reasons. The lyrics and the fact that the lead singer is a female, but she was overweight.
Right.
They did not like showing her.
Yeah, you know, but you know how MTV was back in the day. It was mm-hmm. very sexist, mm-hmm. a little bit racist as well.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but this song was gladly played in my household by my mother and my aunt.
Never say never.
Never say never. So much fun. God, I miss the 80s. We'll be right back. Okay. 2-year-old Dagna.
Singing Might Like You Better.
If we slept together. So you know where Dagna's mind was at 2 years old? Nap time.
Yeah, like snuggling up.
Yeah. I might like this little boy better if we had a nap. I did not know what slept together meant.
Might like you better if we slept together. Because I don't know about right now. You might change my mind.
Can I play with your G.I. Joes? Can I please? Yeah, so yeah, this was played on the radio. Like I said, it was played on MTV late at night. But yes, I was singing these lyrics, but did not understand or know. And I, you know what?
Yeah,
I was,
we were just singing mainly the chorus, yeah. You know, but like some say girls must be discreet.
Yeah.
Nursing their fathers locked inside.
As he masquerades as his bride. Yeah. Like
that's some like, when you dive into those lyrics, you're like,
what the fuck was going on in that household?
Seriously.
And you know what I was thinking about on my way here is I wonder if the songs that we listen to and have played over and over again developed our sexual prowess as women when we did become sexually active or started dating.
I don't know.
Right? Is that
that's interesting.
That's an interesting concept, yeah, right?
Right. It is.
And I didn't even realize I skipped a song, but it's in the same year.
Right.
So while I was singing Never Say Never, Cheryl was singing.
I was singing, you know, Prince's rendition of Vanity Six, for those y'all, you know, who know. Nasty girl. You think I'm a nasty girl? You won't tell you my name. Don't you believe in mystery? Don't you want to play my game? I'm looking for a man to love me. I'm talking about.
Okay, all right, I gotta stop it right there because.
That sugar on the candy cane.
Okay, so we're both 2 years old, right?
Yeah.
And I know that candy canes are like peppermint.
And we know what candy canes are now today.
Today as older women. Sugar on a candy cane.
Yeah.
When you're thinking about it, you know, as a 2 year old, you're like, that doesn't sound very nice. Sugar on a candy cane?
Don't you want to play my game? I'm looking for a man to love me like I've never been loved before. I'm looking for a man that would do it anywhere, even on a limousine floor. That's what I'm talking about. Do it anywhere.
Right? I think that these songs
I think that song resonates with me even more today. Back then it was like, huh? But I was still singing it.
Two-year-old Cheryl, was 2 year old Cheryl even thinking about the lyrics or just singing
it? No, I was just singing it. Come on. I'm like, what? Yeah. Listen, I was just singing it. Oh, not God. Knowing the lyrics. It's not until I got older and I started listening to it more. I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, as she goes on talking about get it up, get it up. I can't take it anymore.
Right.
Talking about she wants 10 inches or more.
Yeah, I think that song developed you as a grown woman. It just stuck in the subconscious part of your brain.
Hey.
It set a standard that's very not realistic, though.
Yeah, but then I...
It can be realistic. Not saying
didn't
that
we
be.
Say that we're not the basic?
I know, we're not basic. Yeah.
Yes. We're not.
We're not your basic bitches. Yeah. So.
Actually, not 10 inches. Sorry, that's me. I need 7 inches or more.
You just rewrote the song and didn't even tell anybody.
She said, that's right. I can control it. I need 7 inches or more. Tonight, I can no longer hold it. Get it up. Get it up. I can't wait anymore. You know, for me, I said 10, but you know, hey.
I was like, that's not realistic because the average man is like, not 10 inches. That's a, you're setting yourself up for a big disappointment and failure at that point. Yeah. So, all right. So,
nevertheless, this came out in 82.
82. Yeah. And so, so we fast forward 2 years later, right, to 84. And what was 1984? 1984 was an epic movie that was made with an epic soundtrack.
And Purple Rain.
That's right. If you guys have not seen or heard Purple Rain,
something is wrong with you.
Yeah, you're living under a fucking rock.
Yeah.
So of course, we're going around at 4 years old singing this song. That was
Darling Nikki.
Yes.
Is the title.
Right. Sing along if you know the words. And clearly, we should all know the words at this point.
Yeah, we should at this point. Prince and the Revolution.
I knew a girl named Nikki. I guess you could say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, how'd you like to waste some time? And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind. She took me to her castle and I just couldn't believe my eyes. She had so many devices and
okay. So you guys are probably going to laugh because 4-year-old Dagna obviously did not know what masturbating was.
Neither did I.
I did not know what masturbating was, but I was singing these
masturbating
lyrics.
Masturbating with the magazine. I'm yes. like.
All right. I thought Nikki had a coloring book.
Coloring book.
I said, okay, she had a hotel lobby with a coloring book. And she had so many devices, like so many markers and crayons.
Right.
Watercolor. Right. Purple Rain. Like, I'm thinking colors.
Right.
I'm thinking innocence because I was innocent.
Right.
So many devices. She had paintbrushes.
She had toys. But different types of toys.
Yes. So I'm thinking she had like watercolor, markers, paintbrushes. I'm thinking Nikki's an artist. I'm sorry.
Nikki was a sex fiend. So,
yes. Found that out later on in life when I, you know, later on and I'm watching. And I'm hearing the song and I'm like, oh, wow. Oh, okay.
Right. Prince was another poet.
Yes.
No, that was another yes. one right there.
I'm wondering what our parents thought when seeing Purple Rain. And
well,
us.
You know, my mother didn't see it. My mother was like.
When did you see Purple Rain? Do you remember the first time you saw it? I'm trying to remember. I know.
I think I saw it like in either 87
mm-hmm.
or 88.
Mm-hmm. Because back then, obviously, our parents did not take us to the theaters to go see that.
No, obviously.
But, I mean, come on.
It came on like, you know. It,
VHS tape.
Yes.
It always took like a year or two before you got it on VHS tape. It didn't come out in an instant like now. You can't just download it.
Right.
So you had to wait. So, yeah, I was probably about the same age, like 7 or so. Yeah. But I heard the song because my uncle had the soundtrack.
Right.
Yep. Actually. A few people in my family had the soundtrack. So I knew the songs from the movie, but I didn't actually see the movie.
Right.
Until a
later
few years
on.
Later.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm singing these songs, but this is what I'm thinking. And so this is the beautiful thing.
Listen,
about,
I was just singing.
Right.
I wasn't even thinking anything.
No, I always did that. Like,
right.
Like, what are they singing? What are they? Because I'm such a music lover and I love dissecting songs.
Right.
Whether it be musically or lyrically, I love dissecting it and kind of getting into the nitty gritty, so to speak.
Right.
So I I thought Nikki was an artist. I didn't think she was a
you know, I
call girl or anything.
I think at that time I knew a little bit that it was sex,
mm-hmm.
but I just didn't know the
terminologies or
yeah,
what?
I didn't really understand it, you know,
yeah.
other than watching movies and seeing people sex, you know, because I had cable.
Yeah, she was one of the lucky ones.
I cable.
She had that damn Spice Channel where you kind of flip the channels back and forth to see a clear screen, but you can't hear nothing.
So I kind of knew a little bit, but not really. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what is the next song on our list? Oh, same year, of course.
1984
and two icons.
Madonna.
Okay, so clearly you guys probably know what song it is.
Like a Virgin.
What wilderness? Okay. So I'm thinking about these lyrics.
You know what? It didn't come to life for me until I saw MTV
when performance. When she did the VMAs.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what is she doing on the stage?
Yeah. She was like humping.
Humping the stage.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look at that pretty dress. What is she doing to that pretty dress?
Yeah. That looked like a wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you get it back then when seeing the VMAs?
You know, listen, I was oblivious to a lot of different things. You know, I
didn't know what a virgin was.
Yes, I didn't know what a virgin was either.
And I was singing it because it was like a happy song.
Yeah.
Right? But when I'm looking at these lyrics now.
Yeah, you make me feel so shiny and new.
Now, this is my question. Is it shiny and new based off of like she really lost her virginity or shiny and new because she actually had her first orgasm? Because... Beaten complete by what?
Mad.
Beaten complete by
what? I was sad and blue, but you make me feel
shiny and new.
Maybe he just makes her feel good.
He makes her feel good.
Yeah.
Right? But the thing is she's talking about that lead up.
Like a virgin to touched for the very first time.
So, but I want to know.
Now we're analyzing all the lyrics.
Yes. She's had it. She's said it. Like, I've had it. I've been through the wilderness and all this stuff.
I think she just didn't have, like, maybe in the past the best relationship, and here's this guy that she meets who she's just so in love with, and he makes her feel so shiny and new.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with orgasms.
Touched for the very first time. You feel like you've been touched for the very first time.
Yeah,
because this man is making you feel the way you're supposed to feel. Like, probably that the rest didn't make them feel.
I want to feel like a virgin again.
Touched for the very first time.
Yeah. Words have never been spoken.
Yes.
Truer words have never been spoken. Okay, so you guys have to forgive me because I'm kind of flipping back and forth here. So I am a huge Depeche Mode fan. My lovely family played Depeche Mode constantly when I was growing up. So this song came out in 85. So here's Dagna, kindergarten Dagna.
Singing Master and Servant. That's the lyrics. Depeche Mode, Master and Servant.
So this is where I guess my BDSM persona started developing.
Get on your knees.
Yeah. It's a lot like life.
Thank you.
song still gets to me to this day. Back then when I was five, it wasn't getting to me.
Master and servant. You're just thinking, yeah. Okay.
I was thinking playing house. Like, you know, the guy goes to work.
Yeah, like the master, like the father. Yeah. And he has a servant who's serving him.
His wife.
Yes. Yes.
We're playing house. Yeah, but then of course I get older and it's like, oh yeah, I'm down for this.
And yeah, when you you treat me like a dog and get down on my knees. Mm. Self-explanatory right there.
That's one of those moments. And I like
domination, the name of the game. In the bed or in life.
It's all just the same.
That's right.
I tell you, Martin Gore. So Martin Gore is the keyboard guitarist in Depeche Mode, is a fucking phenomenal lyricist.
Right.
Every Depeche Mode song, like, he just knows. Like, I tell people, when I go to Depeche Mode, it's like going to church for me. I am,
hallelujah.
I'm standing up, like, praise, like, hands up. I'm
Master
dancing.
Servants.
Hallelujah. Lord. Slowly. Got me all weak in the knees.
That's why I'm on my knees.
And then Dave Gahan with them fucking hips just going like, yeah, daddy. They are still such great songwriters. So let's see here. When you scroll down, let's see here. Oh, here we go. Like he says here, it's a lot like life, and that's what's appealing. If you despise that throwaway feeling from disposable fun, then this is the one.
This is the one. Disposable fun.
Yes.
Let's play. Master and servant. Come on.
Yeah. It's.
Well, let's have some fun.
Ooh. Somebody put on the air conditioner. Okay. Okay. All right. So we're going to go on to.
That resonates another one. It's another one.
And another one. All right. So one of Cheryl's favorite songs to sing when we were little.
Oh, my gosh. This is Salt and Pepper.
Yeah. So how old were we?
We were. It's 1986. This one. 6 years old.
6 years old. And
push it.
This is what she's singing at six
push
years
it
old.
Real good.
I know you guys are all jamming out in your cars right now.
That's right.
Because this, they don't make music like this no more.
Baby, baby. Baby, baby. Baby, baby. Baby, get up on this.
Good. Oh wait, push it good.
Yes. Push it good. Get up on this.
I was looking at these lyrics, right? And I'm like,
ooh, baby,
so it says,
baby.
Want you to push it, babe. Cooling by day, then at night working up a sweat. Come on, girls, let's go show the guys that we know how to become number one at a hot party show. Now, is this a dance song? They say,
yeah, it's
right.
A dance song.
But you know, everybody's mind was like, "Push what?"
You want we all to, know. Push it real good. Get up on this. You could just use your imaginations. All of you.
This is so fucking funny.
And oh, I was singing God. That song, mm-hmm. not knowing what they were pushing. Mm-hmm. But you just sing it and you just go in with the rhythm of it, and it's just like it makes you want to dance.
And your family members never heard you singing it.
No. You know, my sister used to play it, so that's how I knew the song. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
I like that song.
Yeah. Listen, I used to sing songs just because I liked the sound. Songs, like the song.
The music itself got you going.
And then exactly. When it energizes you.
Yeah,
but you hear it and it's like, it makes you want to dance. Like,
you can't play that song. Yeah, you can't play that song and not fucking bob your head or move or bounce in your seat.
Yeah, exactly.
And I wish more songs were like that today. Like, I hear the songs of today, like that it's fucking like, lazy fucking rap that the lyrics make no goddamn sense. And I'm just like, I can't.
I woke up this morning. Yeah. Got in my car today.
Yeah. I paid some bills.
Went to a strip club.
Went to a strip club. Oh, God. Like,
it don't make no sense. It's so funny we say that because, you know, our parents would say the same thing. So mm-hmm. here we now, generation going forward, and we're saying, now we're the parents.
They don't
now
make songs like this no more.
They don't. Just keep it real. Yeah, they don't.
They don't.
You know, it's so sad.
It's so unfortunate. So we're going to go ahead a year to 1987, right? So 1987, Dagna saves up her money and buys her very first album. I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm so going to. So I disclaimer here. So 1987.
So it's, my first this album. Is Guns N' Roses.
Right.
Titles Rocket Queen.
Yeah. And I was 7 years old. And so I am going to... I'm going to kind of skip ahead.
Because we want to get to the good part for you to hear.
Yes. Okay. So, one second.
Guns N' Roses. Rocket Queen.
Okay.
So if you listen very well in the background.
Yes.
Does it sound like somebody having sex?
Yes.
You hear a woman moaning and groaning.
Because Axl was doing his thing. I had the biggest crush on Axl Rose back then. Yeah. And I was like, you know, you have to think 7-year-old Dagna. I know what sex is at this point. Because I knew about sex as, like I said, at 5.
Right.
And this is the very last song on the album. So I buy the album, I'm listening to it, all the hits, Sweet Child of Mine and Paradise City and Welcome to the Jungle, right?
Great
album. Fucking album. If you have not heard Appetite for Destruction, right?
Right.
You get to the last song, you get to Rocket Queen and it's like, okay. And then I'm singing lyrics like, here I am, your Rocket Queen. I might be a little young, but honey, I ain't naive. And then I hear this girl fucking moaning.
Singing that at 7 years old. Oh, you're like, hey, I'm in the store. You know, I'm singing this song with my mom going shopping. And I'm singing.
I might be a little young, but honey, I ain't naive. That I felt those lyrics in my soul at that point because I knew I was young and I wasn't naive because I knew what the hell was going on in that studio. I didn't really know though until later on that it really was a live track where he's having sex in the studio.
That is so crazy.
And records it. So
let me tell you something. They were living the life back then. A lot of these rockers were living the life back then.
Me being who I was back then as a little girl, really loving hard rock and metal and mm-hmm. watching Headbangers Ball, like I had such a strong desire to go to LA. Like I wanted to go to LA.
You wanted to meet Guns N' Roses.
I wanted to be part of the party scene. I wanted to hang out with Motley Crue. I wanted to do all that shit.
Yeah, Motley Crue, wow.
At
yeah.
7 years old.
Yeah.
And then it's
and
like.
We saw their story and it was wild and crazy.
Yes. 7-year-old Dagna would not have been able to handle that.
No.
But
what is going on?
Yeah. What is all this? Is he, what's that white powder he's snorting off of that girl's
Can I have
butt?
Some?
Yeah. Is that powdered sugar?
Yeah. powdered sugar.
I would be naive, unfortunately. Oh my God. Wow. I just realized we have like three songs from 1987. 1987, right?
That was a good year.
That was a good year. Okay. So 1987, we also had George Michael. So George Michael also had I Want Your Sex that was played.
Yeah. That was right. Right. I Want Your Sex. Yeah.
It was played, but that's not the song we chose from him from right. 1987. We picked Father Figure. And I'm going to actually skip ahead because when I sing it, I actually get so passionate about this one part.
George Michael, yeah. Father Figure. That's and a good song.
It's such a great song. Yeah. You cannot sing this song and not feel that shit in your soul.
Put your tiny hands in mine.
Like
I will be the one who loves you till the end of time.
So wait a minute, where is it? I'm gonna get to that part because it's like near the end.
It's so funny, like we grew up listening to this and we know like all the lyrics to all these songs.
Yeah,
like,
we remember
verbatimly.
That yeah we'll remember this shit, but we don't remember the lessons we learned yeah. in school.
That's why, you know, they should make, you know, certain lessons turning into a song, but even so we probably still wouldn't.
Yeah,
because so it wasn't interesting.
I'm gonna kind of skip ahead a little bit and then we can kind of go back if we want to, but this part I always fucking love.
So again, this is George Michael, Father Figure.
That part where he's like, I will be your daddy. Whoa. Like, I fucking love that part.
Please be my daddy.
Yeah, I wish he wasn't gay and I wish he was still alive.
Yeah. I mean, listen, he wasn't gay back. I mean, he didn't betray being gay back then. He kept in the closet back then.
Yeah, yeah. But
he's an amazing
singer.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
So, like, when we go back and look at these lyrics, right? So,
read me with the eyes of a child.
Yeah.
My love is always telling me so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Whew.
He's singing to my soul.
I'm like out
he
of
was
breath.
Singing to my soul as a child. Because I felt that song, even though not really.
I don't know. What, do you think that
no,
we,
I loved?
You,
I loved the song. Yeah. You know. But not
do
really.
Do you think that we love this song?
And I saw this. And I saw the video. Yes.
Right. Do you think that we liked the song because we didn't have our dads?
No, I just liked the song.
Oh, okay. Because I was like wondering like why. I mean, it's such a great song, but when you think about the lyrics to it, to be warm and naked at my side, sometimes I think that you'll never understand me.
That's all I want, but sometimes love can be mistaken for a crime. Mm-hmm. That's all I want, just to see my baby. Mm-hmm. Why shine?
I will be your preacher, teacher. Hell yeah. Bring it on. Teach me.
Yeah. And then when they did the video, it just put it all
together.
Right.
See, and that was one of the things with MTV. Either they hit the video spot on with the song,
right?
Or the video made absolutely no sense.
Yeah, because that was very sexual. Yes, but it was like you felt
Yeah. And then you were left to your own devices. If there was no video, you were left to your own devices and to interpret what does this song mean.
Right.
Hence why I thought Darling Nikki was an artist.
When Darling Nikki was a sex fiend. Yeah. Which we could kind of know what that means. Is
now.
Yeah.
Now. Yeah. Yes.
Like a prostitute.
Yeah. So where are we? Oh, NXS. Yes. So another 1987 classic.
Need you tonight.
I used to love NXS. Another great singer gone way too soon.
Yes.
Come over here.
Come over here.
Yesterday, you can care all you want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
You're my kind. You tonight, 'cause I'm not sleeping. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat.
Something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. I'm lonely too. I need you tonight.
Oh,
because I'm not sleeping.
Yes, I was going around singing the lyrics to this song.
At 7 years old.
Yeah.
I need you tonight because I'm not sleeping.
Not because I didn't want to go to bed.
Not a 7 year old Dagna and Cheryl. I need you tonight because I'm not sleeping. I just thought that he just couldn't sleep.
Song yet.
Need to go watch a movie. Yeah. To go fall asleep.
This is Insomniac. He can't count sheep.
He has a lonely night. He can't go to sleep.
Oh my God.
That's pouring in today. We know what that means.
Yes, now we know what that means.
Yeah.
I be singing these lyrics from time to time when I'm lonely at night and can't sleep. Yeah. Oh God, that's so
slide over here. Give me a moment.
Yeah, and the video didn't even align with the lyrics. It was a very black and white video. And then there was a rat.
Just dancing.
He had a rat that crawled on him. And I remember my uncle being like, "What the fuck does the rat have anything to do with this?" You know, and we used to play the song all the time. So there was no actual visual.
Yeah, they could have really done that video so differently. Yeah. Where it could have gone along with the lyrics.
Yeah. So the next song. Okay, so we're going to fast forward to 1989, right? 1989, Dagna's still a huge Aerosmith fan.
Yes, I know. She introduced it to me, MTV, when she slept over my house, where it was Jamie's Got a Gun. That was the video that just kept on playing on MTV that year.
Yeah, and Pump was a great fucking album. And Pump, and this is what I mean. Like, we bought albums, and there were songs on these albums that we probably shouldn't have been listening to, and because we didn't comprehend or understand. And so, yeah, I did know about sex. I did know.
Yeah, we knew.
I knew certain things, but didn't know certain technical terms or things like that. Right. So
Aerosmith.
Fine.
Right. 1989.
So I'm actually gonna fast forward this song just a little bit because
hot wax dripping.
Right out the gate.
What do you say?
Right out the fucking gate. The lyrics are.
I got a red top shaving in my back of my feet. I get an evil woody when I see it in the sea.
So I'm going to skip a little bit.
We're going to fast forward a little bit so you can get to
a part where kind of I did the doggy head tilt like.
Like, huh?
Yeah.
I'm a little confused with that.
Yeah.
Lyric.
Yeah. So wait.
I got a girlfriend with a hoochie coochie eyes. Hoochie coochie.
All right. So here we go. All right, 9-year-old Dagda. Picture it. After
1989.
After school. After school program. And Dagda's got her Walkman, and she's listening to this song. And I'm singing the lyrics. I know the lyrics.
Right.
And then I start to think about these lyrics, and I go, I stick my tongue right between your cheeks, and I'm sitting there by the window, squeezing my cheeks, thinking, how the hell is this possible?
Well, we like know the, now today, she's talking about her ass.
And I'm like, oh, okay, I got it now. Yeah. 9-year-old Dagda.
You actually thought that. Like, yeah. How's that possible?
Like, my cheeks are right here. Yeah, my cheeks are here, but my tongue is in my mouth. How does he stick his tongue in me? Does he mean like he's making out with me? Yeah, he's making out with my ass.
That's right.
Did not know that. I was singing all of these lyrics. It actually gets a little bit more in depth when he says, kind of roll back a little bit.
It's so crazy.
Yeah.
Lip smacking, paddle whacking.
Yeah. He's talking about having sex and doing all naughty things in a car.
Right.
And got my booty. Wait. Ill-gotten booty not on my style. I'll take a rain check till I get back on my feet. Honey, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. it's so funny when you hear a lyric, you can just continue singing the song.
Right?
I got a cruiser with a bimbo on the dash. It kind of keeps my ass in line. One little French kiss, honey, that's my kind of trash. Yes.
My kind of trash.
It says, the sun is shining every day. Ain't got no rubbers. Now it's raining all the time, honey. It's like, okay, here we are. We're in my car. I ain't got no condoms. Let's fucking do this.
Translation.
Into English. Yes. He just kind of goes on with everybody saying that he's all right. You know, he's so fine and all this stuff. And yeah, I was singing these lyrics. But yeah, even though I knew things, I did not know terminologies. And I was trying to understand what this sticking your tongue in between my cheeks. All right. So, here's another one. 1989. Another song from 1989.
Tone Loc.
All right. I'm going to actually fast.
Wow thing.
I'm gonna fast forward that one too because it's so funny. I was singing this song and my uncle
was like, what you doing?
He's like, what in the world? Why are you singing this? Now, should I fast forward to the part where he actually stops me from singing?
Nine to five for my money. So when the weekend comes, I go get live with the honey. Rolling down the street, I saw this girl when she was pumping. I winked my eyes, got into the ride, went to a club, was jumping. Introduced myself as Lo, she said, you're a liar. I said, I got it going on, baby doll, and I'm on fire. Took her to the hotel, she said, you're the king. So be my queen, if you know what I mean, and let's do the wild thing.
Woo! All right. And then...
Wild thing.
I was like...
Took it to the hotel.
Right?
So we can do the wild thing.
He said, you're the king. You could be my queen. So then Dagda starts singing this part.
Hey, we was all alone and she said, Tone, let me tell you one thing. I need $50 to make you holler. I get paid to do the wild thing. Say what?
Yeah, that was my uncle. Say what? Look here, you little bitch. Say what? I sang that. I was just going around the house and then I literally sang those lyrics from the song. And when I said, I need $50 to get make you holla, I get paid to do the wild thing. And mm-hmm. and he was like, Yeah, he's like, no, I don't want you singing that. Which was anybody that knew my uncle knew that he was a street thug and all of that. And yeah. So, he's like, no. My niece does not get paid to do the wild thing, especially at age 9.
I need $50 to make you holla.
Yeah.
Without that 50, I can't.
Well, there's inflation, so Dagna charges a lot more these days. Dagna charges interest. Dagna at this age now charges a hell of a lot more to make you holler.
And trust me, we can make you holler.
Call me. All right.
1-800 wild thing. 1-800 wild
thing. Right next to 1-800. What was it? Get some fucking help. Oh god. Okay, so we fast forward to like this is also in 1989.
Right.
I'm a huge Nine Inch Nails fan.
Yes. we love.
Love Trent Reznor.
Yes, and he can even get it today.
Today, yes.
100%.
Total daddy.
That's right.
So I'm 9 years old, and I sing The Only Time, right?
Right.
I'm drunk. Right now I'm so in love with you. And I don't want to think too much about what we should or shouldn't do. Lay my hands on heaven and the sun and the moon and the stars, while the devil wants to fuck me in the back of his car. Nothing quite like the feel of something new.
Another moment.
Seriously. I'm drunk right now. I'm so into you.
I think this is probably why I love Drunk Sex so much, because of this song. It stuck in my subconscious as a child. Oh, my.
Well, the devil wants to fuck me in the back of his car. Can we say that again?
and so he says, maybe I'm all messed up. Maybe I'm all messed up in you. And then you kind of scroll down. He's like, but this is the only time I really feel alive. I know what that feels like.
Seriously.
I so know what that feels like. I swear to you, Trent Reznor can just talk to my vagina.
I can't help thinking Christ never had it like this.
Right. That last lyric. Wow. Powerful words. I can't help thinking Christ never had it like this. Like, mind blown.
Yeah.
Mind blown. Yeah. Trent Reznor, ever since I was a little girl, I mean 9 years old, obviously. I, till this day, in love with that.
Seriously, right here with you. That's why I said you could still get it. You could still get it today.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
So we move on to 1990, where Cheryl and I are both 10 years old. I remember dancing to this. Remember doing like the Running Man and the fucking Roger Rabbit and the WAP?
Yeah.
Right?
Then, as it becomes easier for you, play the record once a day or as needed.
Tony Tone. It feels good. 1990.
Me.
this was such a fun song.
Yeah.
Oh my God, such a fun song. And they were playing
the real film's good.
Yeah.
Baby, let me hear you say,
baby. It taught us ladies how to perform.
Right. At 10 years old.
At 10 years old.
How crazy is that?
Oh,
a little creepy, but
God.
Hey. Yeah, because we were, I remember in camp,
mm-hmm.
there was girls that was singing that part. Yeah.
Just
if
that
the room feels good, baby, let me hear you say. And they would do it.
Baby.
And I'm like, thinking fast now, fast forwarding.
Yeah.
Would I be okay if that was my daughter singing those lyrics? And I'm like, hell, motherfucking no. Motherfucking no.
This song was, this video was played like every hour, twice every hour on MTV.
Yeah.
And it was such a fun song. And every time it came on, you're dancing.
Yeah.
And singing, baby.
Yeah. Because it feels good.
Yeah. So the next song is, there is no introduction. However, I want to know, where were you when you first heard this song? Like, how did you hear this song? Because I know I heard this song.
You know, there was another, other than MTV, for mm-hmm. a black, there was another kind of
video,
like,
music box.
Yes, that's right.
Oh,
video
shit.
Music box. That's right. Back in the day where they used to play a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, black
artists. And you got to pick. I think you got to, like,
that's just the regular box.
Right.
Video music you control. I used to love the box. It was a video, it was like video jukebox.
Yeah.
Where you just call up and
you can order
videos.
Those are the days.
Yeah, but video music box was like on public access.
Yeah.
And would come on late at night.
I think it still does, but not like how it was
like really poorly produced and edited, but they always had like videos of like black artists and stuff that you didn't get to see on MTV. But but MTV did play this song a lot.
Two Live Crew, y'all don't remember.
Yeah. So this song, so you can't, this is why I get really annoyed when people are all like, oh, Cardi B, oh, she's
now,
so raunchy.
Now, Two Live Crew was
fucking raunchy.
The whole album was raunchy. And the whole album was strictly about fucking and sex, okay? 1990, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Look how it starts. Let me hear you say, face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck.
Face down, ass up. That's the way we like to fuck. I'm looking for a bitch to spend the night. Do the crazy thing while I fuck all night. I'll make her do things like never before. And when I'm done, she'll always be sore from the things I do when I'm fucking. And when I'm tired, the bitches are sucking. I double team with a friend of mine.
A double team with a friend of mine. We're gonna have a threesome here. You're gonna double team it right now.
Luke and the guys from Two Live Crew,
they were wild. Even in concert.
Yeah, they got banned.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they came out with Banned in the USA, because they were getting fucking banned.
They will go on stage and fuck.
Yeah.
Like, straight up.
With,
like,
strippers and stuff.
Yeah. You know, so it's so funny. You know, let's fast forward. Those people back then, they were in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're in like their 50s.
50s, 60s, yeah. Something like that.
You know, What do you say to your children,
your grandchildren,
when they play back a video on YouTube, probably, of you fucking on stage? how do you explain that to your kid? You know, like,
it's like, and then you think to yourself, the lyrics are so in your face and so bold, and it's like, there is no romance.
No
it's romance.
Just
like,
it's straight. Just, we just straight fucking tonight.
Get into this.
Yeah. That's about it. No love and no nothing.
And what's so funny is, as soon as I started playing it, we're both like bopping. Yes. And she's like, woo.
We getting down.
We don't make, and then we come back with they don't make music like this like anymore.
No. That's right.
Looking
for a bitch to spend the night.
True poets. Two Live Crew.
Just riding you like a pony.
Oh, God.
Why you suck my dick? Make me horny. Yeah. Then all of a sudden, we switch positions. Prop your ass up. Freaking. Yeah. Freaking pushing.
Yeah. Yeah. So Cheryl said something so funny to me earlier when we brought up this song. Because she said, she goes, a 10-year-old Cheryl is like, no, but 40-something-year-old Cheryl is like, hell yeah.
Hell yeah. That's right. Face down, ass up. That's what we like to fuck.
It's like,
You got a friend that want to join?
Okay. Bring him in.
Hey, why not?
You remember she's a math
more fun.
She's a math major. She loves addition. Oh God! So now we move on to 91.
Yeah, she's a company.
Yeah. The more the merrier.
That's right.
So we move on to 91. We're both 11 years old. And then this is our first introduction to TLC, actually.
Yeah.
There was our first video.
1991, yeah, TLC. I Ain't Too Proud to Beg.
If the loving is strong, then he got it going on him. 2 inches all y'all rock harder with it sagging. So it ain't like I'm bragging, join the paddy wagon.
Okay, so I'm going to fast forward to Left Eye's rap.
Right.
And this is the thing, Left Eye wrote this song.
Right.
So yeah. I loved her. Yeah. So here we go with where her where is it? Let me move on. You going. All right, here we go. Okay, Dagna at that age, what'd I say, 91, 11 years old?
Right? Satisfaction is the name of this game.
Right, but I love how she says, don't mean the rest of my body's irrelevant.
Right.
And then she literally tells the guy to kiss both sets of lips. And I'm like, well, I only know about one. What the other one? I did not understand that pussy was considered lives. So
yeah,
I didn't realize
I didn't know that either. Yeah, so, back then. Okay,
back then. Yeah. I did not know the terminology.
Like when you both sets of lips,
right? Yeah. So she says, realize the realism of reality treats us both in this game, because satisfaction is the name in this game. I choose to explain, it's evident. Left Eye don't mean the rest of my body is irrelevant.
Right.
In other words, let's refresh your head about pulling down curtains and breaking the waterbed. Yeah, I like it when you, and then she kisses her lips, and then she goes, both sets of lips.
Yeah. She kissed both sets of lips. Yeah.
And I was just like.
Which means, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just like, she.
Satisfaction is the game. You want satisfaction, so do I.
And I ain't too proud to beg that I need that.
Yeah. I need it right.
Yes, in the morning or the middle of the night.
I ain't too proud to beg. If the loving is strong, he got it going on.
like, dudes, if you give it up and it's really, really good and we ask
Trust
for
me,
it again,
we will be begging for it.
Yes, yes. Don't go up in your head and get in your feelings and start feeling like you
the shit.
But don't feel like you're not doing enough. We just want it again. That's it.
Yes.
But I love the play on words here.
Yeah.
Definitely. Especially that whole part of let's refresh your head.
Right.
Pulling down curtains and breaking the waterbed.
Let's refresh your head. She's talking about meaning you going down and doing it right. Okay. You eating the pussy right. Okay. So
I did not know.
Yeah, when she said refresh your head
and all of that, yeah. But I was singing it.
Yeah,
and then later on, it was like, oh yeah, I agree. I totally concur with Left Eye.
100%.
Okay, so now we
get... That should be the anthem of us women.
Right? So we fast forward to 93.